بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, one of my good friends asked me a question the other day. He said, he referred to what I say all the time, which is the difference between information and knowledge, the difference between معلومات and علم. And this is the mistake we make a lot of times, where we confuse and we think that information is knowledge. We study some books and so on and so forth, and we think we have knowledge. I'm talking about Islamic knowledge, not talking about, you know, studying some technology or something, but I'm talking about Islamic knowledge. But what I'm saying actually applies also in other areas, so you can think about it in that context as well. Now, as far as Islamic knowledge is concerned, definitely there is a big difference between information and knowledge. Information is words, it is numbers, it is information. Whereas knowledge is the understanding of that. It is the istihzar of the ilm, istihzar of the information, what that information does when it is practiced. So he asked me, how do I convert information into knowledge? And I said, by practice. Now, he asked me to give an example. So the example that that comes to my mind, I think, which is a very good example, inshallah, that is, take for example the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that your iman is not complete until you want for your brother what you want for yourself. Now, this is, it's a very, very similar to the golden rule, as it is called. You should want for others what you want for yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So this is the golden rule. It is ascribed in Christianity to Isa alayhi salam, to Jesus. It is generally seen to be and accepted as a very good rule to follow in life. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In Islam, the hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he made it a condition of iman itself, he said, your iman is not complete until you want for your brother what you want for yourself. Now, how do I convert this information into knowledge? So once I know this hadith, and so I know I have the information. But when does it become knowledge? It becomes knowledge when I actually practice this in my life. Meaning that anything which I have, if my brother is in need, and here the brother means your brother in Islam, might be your own brother, also, your brother as in part member of your family, your sibling, but it's not necessarily that. It's anybody who is a Muslim. So the question is that now when it comes to my brothers, and usually that is where the catch is, which is that when we're looking at charity, when we're looking at, helping one another and so on, do I treat my brother the way I treat myself? So, for example, if I prefer a certain quality of clothing for myself, when I am buying something for my brother, when I am giving something in charity, am I giving something of that quality, or am I giving something which is which really I would never wear, right? So from my perspective, this is, I won't call it garbage, it would be rather rude to call it garbage, but you know what I mean. I'm looking at something substandard, right? And that's good enough for him. Now, what is meaning of good enough for him? When you are saying that is good enough for him, you are actually acting in an arrogant manner. You are saying that it's not good enough for me, but it's good enough for that person, for that brother of mine. Then what kind of brotherhood is that, where you want something substandard, something of a lower standard for your brother, while you're still calling your brother? So he says good enough for him. That's okay for him. Why is it okay for him? How come when it comes to you, it is not okay for you? Now, this is the issue of converting information into knowledge. When we are able to do that, then the information, then the hadith, we are living by this hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider our iman to be perfect, inshallah, because we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. And this has to be demonstrated in actual action. It's not a matter of explaining the hadith. It's a matter of living by that hadith. So similarly, if in terms of, the trouble we take for each other, what we do, how we help each other, what we do, all of this, if there is a perceivable, perceptible difference between what I want for myself and what I want for my brother, then my iman is not complete. Now, the Sahaba lived by a different standard altogether. They went a step ahead of this, even more than this, where they gave more than they gave even when they were in need, right? So they not only did they want for their brothers what they wanted for themselves, but they actually wanted for their brothers better than what they wanted for themselves. And this went to the extent where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually revealed Quran, the ayat in Surah Al-Insan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ هُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they feed even when they are in need themselves of the food. When they are hungry, they still feed the miskeen, the yatim, and the asir, the person who is poor, the yatim as in the orphan, and the asir as in the prisoner. So this is a step ahead of that. And there are several stories concerning this in terms of the asbab al-nuzul of the ayat, as well as people who did. It may not be the asbab al-nuzul, but people who behaved in this way, where one of them is concerning Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, where they had sat down to eat, and when a person called, Sahil called at the door, he said, "I'm hungry, please feed me." So they made three parts of the food, and one part Sayyidina Ali took it and gave it to the man. Now they are sitting with the food, and another person came and called before they could eat, and he said, "Please give me." They went and they gave him one part. Now they had only one part. A third person came and called, and then they gave that part also, and they went to bed hungry. Now this is the extent of the Sahaba, where it's not only wanting for the brother what they want for themselves, but giving more than what they would keep for themselves also. We ask Allah for hearts like this. But very important for us to understand it, because see the second part of the hadith, first part of the hadith is, or the first thing which I am talking about is to want for the brother what we want for ourselves. But remember, the hadith didn't start there. The hadith started with what? Which started with an admonition, which started with a warning. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Your iman is not complete until you do this." Now, therefore, it's not just a matter of you know, okay, nice to do. I think I should do that. I'm going to try and practice it, and so on. It is something which is critical and essential, because the Nabi alayhi salam, he made this conditional upon it. He said, "Your iman is not complete." Meaning what? Meaning that, I mean, I'm not saying that you will become a kafir, but I'm saying that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to hold us accountable in that context, then if we die in that state where we want less for our brothers than we want for ourselves, then do we have iman? Right? Will we be considered as people with iman, or will we be considered as people without iman because we shortchanged our brothers? We gave them less than what we had. Now, if you sometimes look at what people give in charity, what kind of clothes and things they bring. I mean, some people bring things which really should go into the garbage. I mean, they are not fit for use or for consumption. And why would you do that? Think about that. Ask yourself this question. Why would you do that? If something is so bad that you don't consider it worthy of using, then how do you have the face to give it to somebody else? Right? So think about that. And similarly, when you have to do something for somebody, give it a great deal of thought. And don't shortchange, don't say, "Oh, yeah, it's okay for them, okay for him, okay for her." No. If it is not okay for you, it's not okay for them either. Right? So be very clear about that. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, as I mentioned, he made a conditional statement. He said, "Your iman is not complete until you do this." So let us warn ourselves, and let us make sure that we don't get into trouble with regard to this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.